Federal courts have rebuffed two challenges to a controversial 1998 copyright law. An appellate court in New York upheld a lower court ruling against a magazine publisher who posted on a website software that circumvents the copy protection system on DVDs. And in New Jersey, a federal district court dismissed a suit filed by a computer science professor who claimed that the law limited his ability to publish his research. From New York, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
Both suits concern Section 1201 of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. Opponents of the law say it's a draconian measure that gives publishers, record companies, and movie studios the right to determine when, where, and how consumers use electronic books, CDs, and DVDs. Supporters of the law, those publishers and entertainment firms, say it merely helps them prevent people from making perfect digital copies of their products. Chuck Sims is a partner at the law firm Proskauer Rose and an attorney for the major movie studios.
It allows technology to be applied to content, and it says that attempts to defeat that technology are sanctionable, and efforts to provide the tools to the public to defeat that technology can be enjoined.
Last year, eight movie studios sought an injunction against Eric Corley, who publishes a magazine called 2600, the Hacker Quarterly. At the magazine's website, Corley reported on a group of European computer programmers who wrote software that cracks the copy protection system used on DVDs. He posted the software at the end of his article. The studios persuaded a circuit court judge to stop Corley from distributing the program at his site or linking to others where it could be found. With help from online civil liberties group, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, Corley appealed the injunction, arguing it amounted to a prior restraint of his reporting. But a three-judge panel of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals unanimously rejected that argument. The other case was brought by Princeton computer scientist Edward Felton. He led a team of researchers who found flaws in a copy protection system for CDs. In April, trade group the Recording Industry Association of America threatened to sue Felton under Section 1201 if he presented his research at a conference. Felton pulled out of the conference, then sued the trade association, arguing that the law is unconstitutional because it could be used to stifle academic publishing. Cindy Cohn is legal director for the EFF, which also represented Felton. Corley and Felton, she says, intended simply to inform people about the way copy protection systems work and not to make illegal copies of anything.
1201 should be interpreted just to reach people who are intending to aid copyright infringement and shouldn't be a complete ban. And we pointed out that by making it a complete ban, you sweep in magazines, you sweep in newspapers, you sweep in researchers like Felton.
U.S. District Court Judge Garrett Brown dismissed Felton's suit because the recording industry merely threatened to sue but didn't carry out the threat. Cohn says Felton will appeal the dismissal, while Corley and his advisors are considering their own appeal to the Supreme Court. In the meantime, Cohn says the fight against Section 1201 will move to San Jose, California, where Dmitry Sklyarov, a Russian citizen, has been charged with a criminal violation of the law. There will be a hearing in that case next April. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.